So Aristotle is really one of the big founders of philosophy in that he divided philosophy into branches which we can still recognize. He wrote works on logic, on metaphysics, on natural philosophy, on philosophy of mind, on ethics, on politics, and on rhetoric. He gave titles to a lot of these branches, and it's under these headings that you'll still study philosophy today. So, who was Aristotle? Well, he was born in a little town in northern Greece called Stagira, and that's why he's sometimes called the Stagirite. His father was a doctor at the court of Macedon, and Aristotle therefore had some acquaintance with that court, and that was going to be important to him later in life because that was the court where the later Alexander the Great grew up, and Aristotle, at a later point in his life, was briefly tutor to Alexander the Great. Now, Aristotle must have been a very brilliant young man. He went to Athens to study at Plato's Academy. Plato was the great philosopher at the time. When Aristotle went to study there, Plato was about 60 and had been writing philosophy, as far as we know, for about 30 years. Plato was a student of Socrates. Socrates is often thought of as the founder of philosophy. Socrates was put to death by the people of Athens, who tried him on charges of impiety and corrupting the young. So his death was a big scandal and a shock to those who studied under him, and Plato and other writers as well devoted their lives to writing, in some sense, in Socrates' memory, but Plato was much more of his own man than that and wrote his own philosophy, even though he made Socrates the chief speaker in a lot of his dialogues. We don't know when Aristotle wrote his various writings, and we don't really know in what form he wrote them. Some people think they're lecture notes, but at any rate, over his lifetime, he wrote on all those branches of philosophy I mentioned a moment ago. And he founded his own school of philosophy in Athens called the Lyceum. He'd had to leave Athens after Plato's death and travelled around for a time, went to Asia Minor, but he came back and, having founded the Lyceum, was himself head of an important school of philosophy and wrote works on that huge range of subjects and had a lot of pupils of his own. But we don't really know when he wrote them or how they were published. What we do know is he covered that huge range and really invented philosophy as we know it now, the study of arguments and the putting forward of theses, for which he always gives really carefully well worked out arguments. Aristotle's no kind of dogmatic philosopher. He always presents considerations for and against his various theses, and that's what makes him so enjoyable to read. Aristotle taught at the Lyceum for about 12 years, but when Alexander the Great died, Aristotle had to leave Athens because Aristotle was associated with Alexander, and feeling in Athens was against the Macedonian rulers. And so Aristotle left, he withdrew to a city not far from Athens and died a year later, having left this enormous body of work. Unfortunately, we don't know when the different parts were written, but we do have most of what he wrote, not everything. He also wrote some dialogues, which were much admired by Cicero, but nonetheless, we have these really important treatises.